step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Truck stop brothels run by a web of ex-cons. A Commonwealth attorney wasted on whiskey and power. Protection exchanged for cash and flesh. This is Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South. And I am your host and lifelong wayward woman, Dr. Lindsay Byron. Listen to Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, comedian and rapper T.I. went off on comedian Lauren Knight after she made a joke about his sexual assault allegations. And in other entertainment news, Jada Pinkett Smith reportedly wishes her husband Will didn't slap Chris Rock. What? Plus, Kourtney Kardashian.
Girl. Back? Girl. What is this?
I know. Plus, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This one's from Zoe in Louisiana. Zoe writes, "My mother has been married to my stepfather for 7 years, but I caught her and my biological father in the shower Sunday night. I stopped by her house after she told me she wasn't feeling well. I walked in the bathroom, but they didn't see me, so I bolted out of the house. Should I tell them what I saw or not?" That is the question.
Well, I don't think you should. I mean, you saw it. What business is it of yours? I'm just trying to figure it out. What is this your mama? Your mama been married to your stepdaddy for 7 years. You walked in there and you saw her in the shower with your daddy. They done that before.
Yeah. Just catching up. That's all. Catching up.
That's what?
But what would she say, though, to them?
It's nothing you can't. Mom, I saw you in there with daddy.
Yeah. What?
How that sound?
Right. It's nothing to do with you.
The fact that ain't her husband right now, that ain't none of your business.
Yeah.
See, this is life. All this what you ain't going to ever do. I remember one time my brothers was talking to me. I was about 9, 10 years old. And I heard him and my two big brothers talking about girls and what they was doing. And I said out loud, I never do that with a girl.
Uh-huh. Been doing
they looked at me and said, if you don't shut your dumb ass up.
You don't know what
he said,
you're
boy,
do.
You ain't even had a girl yet. When you get a girl, boy, tell them, you ain't finna do this with no girl. Boy, you... I can't even tell you what they told me, but it turned out to be so true.
Okay.
All right. Karma in Oxford writes, my boyfriend is on a health kick and always on my case about eating junk food. I saw a Kroger receipt in his car, and he had bought a Snicker and a Coke. I jokingly told him that I found the receipt, and he got mad and said I can't be trusted because I went through his personal belongings. Was it really that serious?
Hell no. Yeah. Hell no, that ain't serious. And what he tripping for? Is he that big of a liar where he want to maintain that he eat healthy all the time? Let me tell you something. I don't know a living soul that eats perfectly healthy all the time. No.
Right.
It's hard
right,
to turn right. down a Snicker.
I sat down with a vegan, have known this brother to be a vegan for years. His ass was eating chicken wings with me one day.
A vegan?
Yeah, dog. And he told me, he said, hey, man, I'm going to try. I ain't had one more. Man, they smell so good. And, dog, I didn't judge him.
Right.
But I thought you was vegan. You are vegan. But all that, dog, now, I ain't saying vegans is eating meat because a lot of them ain't. But you eat unhealthy foods. Vegans going to eat some unhealthy stuff. And I got some news for you, too. All vegan food ain't that good for you. Some of the stuff is excessive in a lot of areas. So once you overdo anything, it's bad for you. Do you know you can drink too much water?
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know, go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Moving on to Ella in Kansas. Ella says, I'm a 66-year-old single woman, and I met a man that's my age. But he's a lot to handle in the bedroom. He's on the pills that give you vitality, and he doesn't need any help with that at all.
Yeah. So what's wrong? Go ahead.
Every time I turn around, he's got that thing of his out pointing it at me.
What?
Please help.
Point it. Point it.
Pow! Hey, what?
How do I get him to simmer down?
Simmer down?
Yeah. Yeah. Ella says it's too much.
It's too much. Go, it's Ella. You can stop seeing him. Now, there's another side to that coin now. You can be one of the old ass dudes where the pill don't work or don't nothing work, and then y'all just sitting up there knitting.
Front poach.
Like sitting up there doing stuff he don't even really care for, you know, making dolls.
Making dolls?
Yeah, you know, take this gift. This glorious gift.
You can play the hokey pokey, man.
You know, y'all, look. You know, you're old. You need some activities. Well, you know what? He ain't for you then. Go on back. You like being single. You're 66. Go ahead.
And he's 66.
He finna get this right though.
She just wants him to simmer down a little bit.
Lock, load, and fire. Ain't no simming down.
So that's it? Leave him?
She can't handle him. She want him to simmer down. But I'm gonna tell you right now, because I got a lot of friends, and I know, like, you know, had many discussions about these pills. Okay. Listen to me. You build up a tolerance. If you keep on, you're gonna build up a tolerance. What used to be one pill gonna have to be two pills. And if you're getting a prescription fill, them pills is expensive. Them's $2,000 pills now.
So now you need insurance.
Yeah.
He going to keep on. He going to buy himself out there. No, he going to mess around. He going to buy himself out the situation.
That's an expensive habit.
Going to price his ass right on out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
All right. Hang on in there, Ella. Hang on in there, Ella.
Man.
He got it out.
Pop-ting! Boy, right here, every time you turn around.
All right, here we go. Shandricia in Lexington says, I'm 27 years old, and I'm dating a man that just got married. He was a single dad when we met, and he never told me he was getting married. The wife moved in with him, and he introduced me as the babysitter. I love his kid, and I think I can remain professional and keep the job. Should I quit or stay?
Girl, it's no way you're going to be able to keep this up. You think that woman is a fool? You think she ain't going to know? You think the dude you dating is that brilliant? His dumb ass talking about you the babysitter. What? What? The babysitter. She gonna get tired of looking at the babysitter look like you. You gonna get tired of being the babysitter. Mm-hmm. He gonna leave something somewhere. Mm-hmm. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
The kid gonna say something.
Mama, when you ain't here, daddy be coming back home. They be in the bedroom.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Truck stop brothels run by a web of ex-cons. A Commonwealth attorney wasted on whiskey and power. Protection exchanged for cash and flesh. This is Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South. And I am your host and lifelong wayward woman, Dr. Lindsay Byron. Listen to Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.